Chapter 22. Then the inhabitants of Jerusalem made Ahaziah his youngest son king in place of him, for the marauder band that came with the Arabs to the camp had killed all the older ones. And Ahaziah the son of Jehoram began to reign as king of Judah. 22 years old was Ahaziah when he began to reign, and for 1 year he reigned in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Athaliah, the granddaughter of Omri. He himself also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother herself became his counselor in doing wickedly. And he went on doing what was bad in Jehovah's eyes, the same as the house of Ahab, for they themselves became counselors to him after the death of his father, to his ruination. It was also in their counsel that he walked, so that he went with Jehoram, the son of Ahab, the king of Israel, to the war against Hazael, the king of Syria, at Ramoth-Gilead, at which the shooters got to strike Jehoram. Hence he returned to get healed at Jezreel from the wounds that they had inflicted upon him at Ramah, when he fought Hazael, the king of Syria. As for Azariah, the son of Jehoram, the king of Judah, he went down to see Jehoram, the son of Ahab, in Jezreel, for he was sick. But it was from God that the downfall of Ahaziah occurred by his coming to Jehoram. And when he came, he went out with Jehoram to Jehu, the grandson of Nimshi, whom Jehovah had anointed to cut off the house of Ahab. And it came about that as soon as Jehu had entered into controversy with the house of Ahab, he got to find the princes of Judah and the sons of the brothers of Ahaziah, ministers of Ahaziah, and he proceeded to kill them. Then he went looking for Ahaziah, and they finally captured him, as he was hiding in Samaria, and brought him to Jehu. Then they put him to death and buried him, for they said, "He is the grandson of Jehoshaphat, who searched for Jehovah with all his heart." And there was no one of the house of Ahaziah to retain power for the kingdom. As regards Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, she saw that her son had died. So she rose up and destroyed all the royal offspring of the house of Judah. However, Jehoshabeath, the daughter of the king, took Jehoash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the sons of the king that were to be put to death, and put him and his nursing woman in the inner room for the couches. And Jehoshabeath, the daughter of King Jehoram, the wife of Jehoiada the priest, for she herself happened to be the sister of Ahaziah, kept him concealed because of Athaliah, and she did not put him to death. And he continued with them in the house of the true God, hidden for 6 years, while Athaliah was ruling as queen over the land.